You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
As we continue our summer music series set list, we invited Wisconsin artists into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances, which will air every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
Madison singer-songwriter Whitney Mann grew up on a farm in rural Michigan before calling Madison home. Since moving to Wisconsin, she's released several albums and opened up for country legends like Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, and George Jones.
She recently dropped by the WPR studios to share some new songs and talk about what it's like to sit down for a lengthy backstage conversation with her favorite country artist, Loretta Lynn.
When I was younger, all that I wanted was to stand on a stage and sing. But when I grew older, all that I wanted was to wear your wedding ring.
Well, Whitney, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for playing. Well, I read that you grew up on a farm in Michigan that was pretty isolated, and I also read that you had a teacher who said that you majored in quiet. So how do you get from there to the artist who's standing on a stage singing, like your song talks about?
Yeah, I think that I just grew up, you know. I think that I was a pretty introverted kid, and I mean, I grew up writing songs and performing them or in front of the mirror in the bathroom when I was five and older. But, you know, I always had that dream of wanting to be a singer-songwriter. But when I was little, I kind of kept that to myself. And then, you know, growing up and having the ability to play in coffee houses in college and write down the emotions that I'm feeling or what others around me are going through, and then putting a story behind that and creating something. I really enjoy that part of it.
What was the road from small town Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin?
That has to do with finding a job after school. I went to the University of Michigan and I was an English major, but I got a job as a photojournalist for the Community Television Network in Ann Arbor, and loved making videos with my friends growing up and editing them in my bedroom, like tape to tape, that kind of thing. And then, so I've always had a passion for that. So after school and after 2 years at Community Television Network, I got a job as a photojournalist for the ABC affiliate in Rockford, Illinois. And that's where I met my now husband, Kyle, who was a photojournalist there too. And our paths diverged for a little bit. I went to Colorado for a little while to work there. He came to Madison. Colorado didn't seem like it was for me, or at least the city I was in, and so then I came to Madison.
You're my heart beat pounding. You're the song inside my head. You're the air that keeps me breathing. You're the boy inside my bed. You're the one who stands beside me while the rest fade into play.
Now you've played solo like you're doing with us today. You've also added band members over the years. Do you have a feeling about what feels best to you as an artist, what you prefer?
I prefer the band. I think it's more fun for me to play with those guys and to hear creatively what they do with the songs or where they want to take things. And it's also a lot more fun for me to perform that way. I think it interests me, and I think that it interests the audience a lot more too. I mean, I really like writing Whitney Mann stuff alone, though, you know. I think it's a cathartic experience, and kind of like, you know, people journal. Sometimes I write a song.
That old wind, it don't bother me, cuts like teeth, but I am warm, you see, 'cause I've got you standing by my side. So put your arms around me and hold me tight, 'cause I've got you.
You said you're an introvert. That's how you got started with your music. Obviously, part of the fun is playing in front of people, but even if you never did that, would you be writing songs? Would you be playing them in the mirror for yourself?
That's a great question. Yes, I would. Yeah, I think that's a part of my DNA, you know, having that kind of creative outlet, even if it's just for myself. I absolutely believe that I would be doing it even if I weren't playing live.
So babe, you won't ever feel alone again.
That you've shared the stage, or at least opened for some of your icons, with Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, and George Jones. I mean, to start with Loretta Lynn, who I know is special to you, what was it like to open for her, to meet her?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I got to open for her, and then after my set, I went backstage and kind of like calmed down. And then when I came back out to watch her in the wings, she was sitting in the wings, waiting to go on, and I sat down next to her, and we had a 15-minute conversation that just seems completely unreal to me now, you know? And she was super down to earth and so nice and just, like, amazing.
What did you talk about?
So the band and I played at the High Noon one year as Loretta Lynn and her band. And so we learned all the famous Loretta Lynn songs, like Fifth City and, you know, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. And I told her that the band and I learned all of her songs and played as Loretta Lynn, you know? And I was like, I hope that doesn't freak you out. And then she was like, honey, I've been in the business so long that nothing freaks me out anymore. And it was just adorable. And I don't know, I kind of went fangirl on her. I mean, what do you say to a legend, you know? Nothing. So I told her I read her autobiography. I don't know, it was kind of embarrassing. But I'm so happy that I got that chance.
On in a cornfield, a sea of green, 6 feet high. And when I made my great escape, dear, you were the only thing that caught my eye. Call me, oh my baby, tonight. All I want is you and in mine. You're the most precious thing that I've ever seen.
What's it like playing, you know, in front of the crowd that's there for Loretta Lynn or Willie Nelson versus, you know, your own early maybe coffee shop gigs?
Yeah, it's actually easier.
Really?
And I don't know why. I think it's maybe an out-of-body experience, you know, that is bigger than my brain can allow me to comprehend. So, like, I think that I'm void. I was always void of nerves, you know. I would just get up there and it felt like I belonged there, you know, and that's just the way I approached it. I feel like if I thought about myself as a small town Midwestern girl playing in front of thousands of people, I would have collapsed. So I think that I went in with the mindset that my songs are valid and I'm good enough to be here, and I think that's what got me through it. I don't know.
Oh, my. so you're from that small town in Michigan. Yeah. Whichever way you're performing, do you feel like you're channeling the place you grew up?
I think that that old adage is true. Like, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl, and you can't take Michigan out of the girl either, you know? So I think that all of those elements are there. And I feel like my whole life is channeling that heritage.
You were mine for a while. You were all there I could see. Yeah, you were more than a man. Yeah, you were mine for a while. You were all there I could see.
Do you have a blueprint in your mind for what success looks like for you? Because on the one hand, you're getting this taste of success opening for these big names that you vitalize. But I know you're content to sing in your bathroom in front of your mirror. So what does success mean then?
Yeah, I think that success means writing songs and finding out that people are able to connect with them. And I think that that probably means more to me than a bunch of people coming to a show and not listening. So if I'm in a room with only a handful of people and they're all into it, that means so much more to me than anything.
Well, Whitney, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All I want to do is say that you're my heartbeat.
That was Madison singer-songwriter Whitney Mann. You can catch her live August 29th at Three Brothers Farm in Oconomowoc.
Setlist Summer Music Series airs on Central Time Fridays at 4:15 through early September. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to wpr.org/setlist. Next Friday on Setlist, we'll feature the Milwaukee rapper Milo.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.